Hey, look, it's 12:30.
Four. Three.
You know what? You did the same goddamn thing like last week. Not last week, actually. It's kind of funny. We're not doing weeks anymore.
Last episode session.
Last session.
Last.
Yeah. Because you're like, oh, you really like that song.
The Last Samurai.
Samurai like... Jack?
Are we starting? Is this the start?
Oh, no, this is the show, yeah. Hey, everybody, this is Jacob Higlock, and welcome to the Living Showcase podcast. With me is Danny Meckler.
Poppin' Dad Jam!
And Mark Proberts.
We're back for you, America.
We are back.
We are.
This is episode 2 of what I've declared season 3.
We're back. Like that weird animated dinosaur movie that Matt Velez let me borrow the VHS of and I never gave back, and I think it was demolished in the car that I destroyed.
Well, then.
Yeah.
Now Matt Velez hates you forever.
Well, we haven't talked since high school, so.
But that's why, because you didn't Matt give him a stupid movie.
You know what's funny? Like, and this is so bad. Matt Velez dated an albino.
Oh.
I mean, what's wrong with albinos? Katie Norcus.
Yeah.
I mean, you just can't take him anywhere.
Matt Velez was bald by age 16.
Oh.
You can't take him anywhere when it's thundering out. And at least that's what Powder taught me.
Did Powder have red eyes or were they yellow? I don't remember. Because I know, Powder I think with the albinos, you could have red, yellow, or purple eyes. Is that true? Or am I just thinking of jaundice?
Jaundice is yellow.
Everything.
That's true.
I saw someone with jaundice the other day.
Great start.
Scary.
Awesome start.
Awesome
start.
This is the
greatest.
Best.
All right. So this week, we're going to be talking about my review on Batman v Superman.
Whoa. I'm going to see it tonight.
Spoiler free.
So if you ruin anything for me, I will punch you in the wiener on the air.
I'm not going to do any spoilers, but I'm going to give you my honest opinion about the movie.
And maybe I should leave.
Okay.
Spoiler, you should leave.
We're also going to be talking about my C2E2 trip last week, which was awesome. Mac, what did you have to bring to the table?
I showed up.
He brought his water to the table. I have a warm water
that I grabbed from the package.
How dare you?
He also has his phone on the table.
Yeah. My wife gave you apples, peanut butter, and cinnamon.
Thank you. It was delicious.
And you didn't even bring anything.
No thanks.
Was this a potluck? I thought this was a podcast.
Those P words get confusing.
Living Showcase Potluck?
All right.
Can we start that? That'd be fun.
Living Showcase Potluck?
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
It would be fun.
It'd be like a company retreat.
I mean, we usually bring beer. I don't think we even got that.
Oh, shoot. No.
You know, I was
going to
ask.
We're going live at 1.
Yeah.
Everybody just come back at 1. Okay.
Do we have any beer, by the way?
I don't.
Oh,
I have nothing.
Wow.
I have wine in the car, but it's probably warm.
That's fine. Do it.
I'm pretty much, I drank all your apple pie shot at C2E2.
Oh, did you?
Oh, God. It was going.
Nice. I forgot that I gave that to you guys because I was thinking it was still in my trunk because I was going to say I could go grab that.
No, it's gone.
Oh, good.
It's gone. Yeah.
Sober podcast. We haven't done one of these in a while.
For the weekend, last weekend, my was C2E2, and we decided...
Can you explain what that acronym is? Because I actually don't know.
Yeah, me neither.
It's Chicago Comic-Con.
That's C3.
Or that's true. It's like Chicago...
Chicago Comic-Con Post Office.
No.
That sounds right.
That'd be
Post
C3...
Office?
C3PO.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, it's Chicago... What is it? Chicago...
Comic Exposition and... I don't know.
Experience or something like that. I don't know.
I'm going to look it up. I have a phone.
It's two C words followed by two E words.
Got cunt elephant echo.
Yep.
There you go. That's exactly what C2E2 stands for. Because let me tell you, you go to look at all the costumes and you're just like, that guy's a cock. That girl's a cunt. There's an elephant.
Horton?
Exactly.
The second E could be for elevator for those really big fat people that can't take the stairs.
It's the Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo.
There we go.
I totally knew that. Why didn't you guys listen to me when I said that a few minutes ago?
You got most of the words right.
Yeah.
You said experience instead of entertainment.
Experience. Okay.
This is the Chicago Comic and Easter Expo.
So, I mean, like, my brother, it's usually held in April, and we wanted to take my youngest brother, Joe, for his birthday, but they had it in May or March. Sorry.
It hasn't come yet.
Yeah, it's true.
We're going live in 2 months.
We're going live. So my brother, it was really funny. My brother, Dan, wanted to buy Joe the tickets. And Joe was impatient and bought his own tickets and pissed Daniel off.
So suck it, bro.
So Daniel's like, Jake, we're going for Joe's birthday. What day do you want to go? What panels do you want to see? And I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what panels there are, whatever. And so he just bought me a ticket for Sunday. And we didn't see a single panel. We were going to go because Sunday was the Supernatural season 11 panel.
Oh.
And we were too late for that.
Wow, they've done that many seasons?
Yeah.
Were Sam and Dean there?
No.
Oh.
There was a lot of people dressed up. Like, I saw two Castiels.
Mm-hmm.
One, I don't know if you've got this far, but one with a Castiel in like a insane asylum, like white.
No, I haven't seen that one yet.
Okay. And then I saw a Sam, I think. No, I saw Castiel and Dean, but the girl was dressed up like Dean, which was kind of interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gender bent.
They have, I mean, like,
that's what it's called.
Yeah, exactly. They have a lot of girls that were dressed up as Deadpool.
Yeah.
Girl Robin.
One of my buddies went and he was Robin and he ended up being on like the front page that they like posted on Facebook. Like the actual C2E2. He's like, I'm going to take that as a win.
Like you in Chicago Wingfest?
Yep.
That was awesome.
Yep, that was great.
That is a win. But so it was my first time there. I have no idea what to expect. My brother brought his girlfriend. And
which brother?
The youngest.
Okay.
And we were like...
That's his name, by the way, the youngest.
Yes, his name is the youngest.
The youngest Haglock.
Like, is the first name the, or is it the youngest?
Call him
no
Young
middle
Luck.
Name.
Young Luck for short.
Yeah, the second one. No middle name. The first name is the youngest.
The youngest. T-Y for short.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Ty Hagler.
Well, the is a title. It's like Mr. or Mrs., but
it's a salutation.
You know,
yeah. So it's like a surname.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we had a good time, but it ended up being a little bit about her the whole time.
Okay.
So...
Oh, interesting. A woman making it about her.
Oh, as we all look at Lauren just sitting here drinking her LaCroix. LaCroix.
Is that what it's? Is that how you pronounce it? LaCroix? LaCroix?
LaCroix?
LaCroix?
Yeah, like a Harry Croix-y. Potter.
This is like the French crocodile hunter. Oh, look at LaCroix.
Sure.
What?
It's exactly the same with the Australian accent.
Exactly.
But...
So we had a lot of fun.
Oh, crikey, fromage.
It was
omelette du fromage.
Okay, Dexter.
That's the only French word I know.
Because
that's
of Dexter's Laboratory.
That's the only French word Dexter knows because of Dexter's Laboratory.
And that's all he could say.
For an entire episode.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for understanding that reference that no one ever seems to understand.
Oh, what? God. How do they not understand that?
Because they're not as cool as we are.
Omelet.
Yeah.
Bitches.
He was on Jeopardy. He walked at a parade.
Yeah, exactly. It's like when Pinky from Pinky the Brain ends up saving the mayor or the president because of Shiny Pants Town and ends up being the president of the United States and almost takes over the world.
I vaguely remember this.
I don't remember that. I didn't really follow Pinky and the Brain too much. It got annoying.
He saved the mayor or something like that. The mayor granted him mayor for a day. He declared for that day it was going to be Shiny Pants Day and crashed like Air Force One, basically.
Nice.
Because of the shininess reflecting. And the president was like, this is the most amazing place in the world, like, you become the president, and Pinky took over the United States for a day, pretty much. He's the only one that's got close. of the duo.
Hmm.
So
onward. So she made it about herself.
Yeah, she. I mean, and then after a while, my brother and I just decided not to care about it. You know, we're just like, you know what? We're here. We're gonna look at some cool stuff, and that's what it is. It's just you're walking around and you're looking at a lot of artwork, and everybody's trying to get you to buy their artwork, and they're all for sale. Some pretty cool sales. I ended up finding this one booth that did heroines.
Oh,
as drugs.
Yeah, I was like, heroin?
No, like superhero S's. Yeah. You know what I mean? Female heroes, heroines, as pinups.
Okay.
So did this one really cool picture, which I wanted to buy, but it was like $30 and I couldn't justify it. But it was called Speak Now or Forever Hold Your Peace or something like that.
Okay.
And it was Harley Quinn and Joker getting married, with all the villains standing there, and all the superheroes like Batman and his family were all tied up and gagged.
Oh, that's funny.
It was awesome.
That's cool.
It was really cool. And it was like a big picture.
Batman and his family, aren't his parents dead?
No.
Don't bring it up.
Sorry. By the way, do you guys
want to bring it up? I really want to right now.
Side note, do you guys want to go see Pete Holmes when he does his hour special taping?
When's that?
April 24th.
That's pretty cool.
It's like $35.
Let me look at my calendar.
In Chicago?
In Chicago. At the Vic?
I just want to meet him.
I know, me too.
He seems like such a fun
guy. It is April 24th. It's not like on a Wednesday or something like we were talking about.
No, I think it's on a Saturday. I was thinking it was...
That's right. That was...
going to be like a weird day. Does it cost money?
25.
$35.
The weekend after Hubert's wedding.
Bad. That's with all the taxes and everything and fees. Taxes, I really want to go, but I haven't had anyone that, like, for I Pete specifically Holmes. Said.
I should be able to.
So
I'm going to buy tickets soon. So.
Let's bring up the fact that Bruce Wayne's parents are dead. Okay.
Do we have to constantly bring up the fact that everybody's
over it right now?
No, nobody's over it.
Everybody is over it. We're getting over it right now. But for some reason, they keep depicting it in every Batman movie that they have to make.
So
we know he's Bruce Wayne. We know he's Batman. We know his parents are dead.
Well,
we know how it happened.
I wasn't 100% on the fact that they were dead. 100%. No, I wasn't.
You were not. Okay, I'm so...
I thought that maybe this was one of those moments where, you know, you think someone's dead, but they're not.
This is not Flashpoint.
Like a horror movie.
Have you ever seen Flashpoint?
No.
That's where it's an animated movie, and it's where Flash goes back in time and saves his mom, but changes everything else. So instead of Bruce surviving, Bruce died, and it's Thomas Wayne that becomes Batman, and Martha Wayne that becomes the Joker from going insane.
It sounds cool.
It actually is. It's really cool.
They never actually get to. I tried to kind of go through like comic storylines, and they never actually allude to who actually killed his parents, other than just a robber. Right? He never actually finds out who did it.
It's commonly said that Joker killed him.
Yeah.
It's commonly said, but on this recent, like, I don't know if you're watching Gotham on Fox.
Nope.
I was trying to. I'm still on season one.
Okay. Well, we're on, what, season two now?
Mm-hmm.
So they do reveal who killed his parents.
Okay.
It was just like a hired gun type person.
Okay.
But, you know. It's always up in the air on who killed him. It's either Chill or...
Yeah, because one storyline I heard it was Joker. One storyline I heard it was a robber. Another storyline I heard it was fucking Two-Face. Like, it's...
It can't be Harvey Dent. Harvey Dent is friends with... But that's the thing about the multiverse theory, is that anything can be possible. Like, it's DC's scapegoat for whenever they want to change a story or change a character. Just
like in The Flash, where they keep going back and forth to like different universes and times.
Exactly.
And,
yeah, they keep going world one and world two. Like the, that's
Earth
the,
1 and Earth 2.
Well, whatever. Fuck it.
World 1 and World 2 is Mario.
Forget it. So my big one of my things about this Batman versus Superman movie is I'm done with the wasted time of seeing Bruce's parents die. I'm done with it.
I happen to enjoy it because I'm a sociopath, but continue.
And you hate your mom.
There is a really cool scene on how, like a really cool shot on how his mom gets shot, but you have to see that for yourself.
Did he like jump off of a wall, do a backflip 3 times, bounce the bullet off of the ground? If you pull up a video, I'm going to kill you.
No, I'm not pulling up a video.
You said it was a really cool scene. I mean, how do you make it really cool? Scene.
Like her, he like points the gun at Martha Wayne and her pearls get caught on it. And then when he pulls the trigger, it breaks the pearls. It's just, it's really cool shot. But it's
spoiler alert.
You know she dies. You know she gets no. That's not
I didn't
a
know because it's a yeah, whole new movie.
You never mentioned anything about jewelry before. For that was real. Not in the canon.
Her pearls it's, always get broken. Like it's been no, that way since. Yes.
No.
Yes.
It's a whole new movie.
I'm pretty sure the only
I didn't know she was gonna die.
Wow.
I didn't even know she was in the movie. So thank you for that.
Thomas Wayne's in the movie too.
God damn it!
This podcast is over.
I thought it was a stepdad.
No, it's not a stepdad.
Bruno Wayne.
Bruno Wayne?
Yeah, he's part German.
Okay. So here's this movie is, in my opinion, not good.
That's what everybody says.
I unfortunately was very let down by it.
Yeah.
I watched an IGN thing where they talked about the fact that the director wanted to make a Batman movie, but because of the last Man of Steel movie, they rushed into this to have Batman meet Superman instead of redoing it. And I can tell by the way it's written. And their main focus is on Batman. Superman just ends up being like a side story almost. And Wonder Woman ends up being an even cider story.
Cider story.
Yeah.
So like
she's made out of apples.
Apple cider?
Yeah. Apple Wonder Woman.
Is this the Cider House rules? Does she abide by them?
She doesn't. And neither does Tobey Maguire. He's in Cider House rules.
Oh, I was like, if he's in this fucking movie, I'm just not going.
How was Lex Luthor? Because that's honestly, that is what I want to see most.
See, and here's the thing. Like, acting wise, I thought everyone did great. The girl who played Wonder Woman, which I don't, she's a,
it's like Gail Gadot or something like some, that.
Yeah, she's a model. I forget what her. Anyway, she did really great being Wonder Woman. Superman is still good as Superman because I liked him in Man of Steel, and Affleck was actually really good as
called
both Bruce Wayne. Yeah, Batfleck was actually really good as both Bruce Wayne and Batman.
Okay.
Like, I enjoyed it. In fact, one of my favorite scenes is Batman just kicking ass. But unfortunately, the best part of the movie is like a 10 to 20 minute segment.
Yeah.
And it's towards the end. It's not the end,
okay,
but it's towards the end.
Now, so, I mean, there was a rumor which was going around that Aquaman is in this one. Is that true? That explains
just don't,
it. That explains
yeah, just
it.
Don't.
That's enough. That's all I
don't
I need want to
talk
know.
About it.
Stop asking just, questions that are going to make my
here's the
heart
thing.
Hurt.
Here's the thing. You asked about Lex Luthor.
Uh-huh.
Lex Luthor, to me, in comics, is very put together, smart, almost smarter. Smarter than Superman, and
you'd
you
say
know,
he's smarter than the average bear.
Yeah, exactly, or the average superhero or metahuman. But in this one, what's his name?
Portrays Jesse Eisenberg.
Him, yeah, Jesse Eisenberg portrays him as a very almost Joker-esque character.
Okay,
you know, like he really kind of channeled Heath Ledger a little bit, which is kind of strange.
Okay,
I wasn't happy, like.
He has the same hair.
I think maybe what they were trying to do with, and this is with me not seeing it yet,
yeah,
is maybe they were like they wanted him to have kind of a darker role because they've gone with a darker route with these past three and Batman movies. Let me movies. Tell
you, this movie is so dark.
Is it?
Like, yeah.
Like, killed parents, first of all.
You son of a bitch.
Well, no, I mean, like, there's certain things that happen that, like, have been in, like, cartoons and stuff like that where it's just very dark. But
until they turn the lights on.
But coming from Man of Steel, like, where it's not that dark. Like, it's real, you know, like Christopher Nolan real.
Mm-hmm.
But Christopher Nolan also did the Dark Knight series and never got as dark as they got in this movie.
Okay.
So it's really confusing. It's really, they add way too many elements into it. I feel like it should have gone through the writer's floor like three more times.
How long is this movie?
2.5 hours.
Because it seems like it should be longer, just based on the amount of content that they have to cover. It seems like everything is going to go way too quickly. Just knowing that all of those things that you mentioned and the time length, it seems like it's going to fly through.
And I will tell you, Aquaman is in it.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay.
Beautiful. That's all I need to know.
And the Flash is in it.
Okay.
Really?
I didn't know that. And so is Cyborg.
Oh, okay.
But they're all in it for like one scene.
I figured it wasn't going to be long. Like, it would just be, I feel like it would just be too much to have multiple people and have them like fully involved. Then it would be a Justice League movie, not a Batman.
Exactly.
Superman movie.
And that's what they're trying to do. But in my opinion, they're rushing things way too fast.
Mm-hmm. Well, because like, they're trying to play catch up, and that's
without the mustard.
Yes. Without
the mustard,
without the relish,
no Grey Poupon.
Mm.
But they pooped on this movie.
Yeah.
This is the K-A-T-S-U up. SU up.
Cats up.
Yeah, the cats up version.
It's usually spelled with a C. Cats up.
No, I mean, the thing is like, I really went into this movie.
I also spelled it with up at the end.
True.
I went into this movie. I heard all the reviews. I watched trailers and stuff like that. And I was really excited. I was ready to give it a chance. I'm like, you know what? Usually the critics are wrong. I'm not going to be persuaded by this at all. And make an informed decision. And I have to say, like, this movie just fell way too short. Like, it to me, it's almost as bad as the Green Lanterns.
Which I didn't see that either.
Honestly, I still like that movie, as bad as it was.
Yeah. I mean, I still enjoy it.
I mean, I like Ryan Reynolds.
But that was way more action-packed, where this movie is, like, way too political as to what are we going to do with Superman?
Right. I didn't like Man of Steel that much. I thought it was
kind
of lame.
I loved Man of Steel.
I think that actually had the opposite effect, where it was way too slow and it didn't really go anywhere. But I'm probably, my memory is getting mixed up with the other Superman, Dawn of Justice. Is that? No, that's what
no.
this
no,
one is.
No, you're Superman Returns.
Yeah, whatever the one is with the bullet going to the eyeball.
Yeah.
Yeah, which that's was it. The only cool part. But from what I've heard about this movie, the Dawn of Justice one, is that there's a good chance if this movie doesn't do as well as they think it's going to be, then all of the other DC franchises might get canceled. It's a possibility.
You know, I have a feeling they're going to get canceled.
I mean, you said it best before, like, DC kills it with the TV shows.
Yeah,
like,
they do.
Kills it. And Marvel is killing it with the movies and the Netflix series. But I mean, I guess you just can't have both.
Can't you have really your cake. Can't. Because that's one of the things that really bothered me is one, seeing the Flash and who they picked to play the Flash. And I'm just like, no, we already have a Barry Allen, okay? He's amazing. I love The Flash on CW. It's absolutely amazing. I love The Arrow. I love Gotham. Mm-hmm. And those are all TV shows done by DC. Like, I also love Daredevil. Like, have you watched all of season two yet?
Not all of it, no. I think I'm on like the second or third or fourth episode.
Fantastic. Yeah. A little bit more dark than I thought they were going to go with it, especially with the Punisher.
Yeah.
And his storyline. But you know, you're right. Marvel is killing it with movies because they've built up over the years. Like, we're now in how many movies now?
I think they started Their big one that sparked everything was Iron Man, I want to say. And that started
because
in 07.
Yeah. What started it was the Hulk. The Incredible Hulk, which was with
well, the current with, momentum.
Edward Norton.
Edward Norton.
Which
yeah.
I liked.
Because it was really good. It wasn't a Marvel movie. It was still a Universal movie.
Yeah.
But that's where Marvel started, because that's where they first started the Easter eggs with Tony Stark at the end.
Oh, was he at the end?
Yeah, he was.
I don't remember that.
That's where he finally, you first see Tony Stark. And that's what led to Iron Man, which led to Iron Man 2.
Yeah, I think there was another one before that. But
because Captain America didn't come until after the second Iron Man.
Well, I'm just going to look it up.
Yeah, it's easy to do. Because, yeah, you had Iron Man 2, Captain America, Thor.
I was going to say Thor might have been in between it. I think Thor was the first few.
Yeah, I think you're right, too, because Thor, for me, kind of fell short.
I like Thor.
The first
Natalie
one.
Portman was...
Well, yeah. I mean, it's Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
Natalie. Come on. But, Marvel has been building this over years, and DC's trying to catch up over like 2 years. And it's just, in my opinion, not cutting it. It's not cutting it. They tried making it too much about Batman because he wanted to make a Batman movie.
Okay.
And they forced him to do a Batman versus Superman movie. And there's just a lot of things that you're just like, we don't need this. That's why I bring up the fact that his parents died. It's just like, we don't need it. All right. It's already been 20 years.
It's been established.
He's been fighting Gotham for 20 years, according to this movie. Like, we don't fucking need it anymore.
Okay. Timeline wise, Iron Man was first before Incredible Hulk.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Oddly enough. Yeah. So the first Marvel Studios was Iron Man, then Incredible Hulk, then Punisher.
Oh, the first Punisher?
Yeah, Warzone.
Oh, no, that was the second Punisher.
That had nothing to do with the
Avengers
series, though.
Yeah. Right, right.
I mean,
I really liked the reason why they did another Punisher movie is because they didn't like the one with Thomas Jane. I love the one with Thomas Jane.
I really liked the one with Thomas Jane, too. I think that one was incredible.
Yeah.
You know, and that's really
Incredibles is Pixar. That's not Marvel.
It's true. You're right. I did see an old man wearing an Incredibles like jacket
at C2E2.
At C2E2,
that's cool.
He was the grandpa.
Yeah,
the non-mentioned grandpa.
The non-mentioned. Could you imagine the Incredible parents?
Is there going to be a second one?
I think it's going to be a second.
Yeah. So there is a possibility of a grandpa.
Yeah,
there could be.
I really am looking forward to finding Dory as well.
Me too.
I think that's going to be awesome.
I saw a picture on the internet of some dude reaching out and blocking a broken bat from hitting a little kid in the face. And somebody posted on it and was like, oh, America, you know, people are still good. Look at this guy saving this little kid looking at his phone. And somebody else posts, yeah, but did you see the guy in the back with the Incredibles jacket that's using the force to stop it? And you see this guy like this, like when the bat's coming with his hand out. It was funny.
Who really stopped that bat?
Exactly.
We don't know.
So did you have any further to go with the movies or those?
Oh, if you want me to do the timeline, then yeah.
Sure, just real quick. I mean,
Marvel Studios... Like, their first big one was 2008 with Iron Man, then Incredible Hulk, then Punisher Warzone, which is probably not part of the cinematic universe canon.
I don't think so either. No.
Then they skipped a year. 2010 was Iron Man 2 and Thor. Then 2011 was Captain America First Avenger. 2012 was the Avengers. 2013 was Iron Man 3. And
which
Thor,
nobody liked, but I liked it.
Thor Dark
which
World.
One?
Iron Man 3.
It was okay.
Yeah, that one fell off the map for me.
I liked it. I thought it was cool how like all the suits kind of were like...
Oh, yeah.
Ba-pow!
See, and that's the thing. There's
yeah,
a difference,
just like that.
There's a difference between... there's a difference between a movie that focuses on like the story... And a movie that's just all about action and stuff like that.
See, but I really like the fact that I'm sorry if nobody's seen this movie, but I like the fact that it brought up Tony's basically PTSD from the whole situation. Like, I mean, it showed how he reacted to the Avengers movie, and that was really cool, I thought.
And I've always been a fan of Marvel and the fact that they keep playing and continuing, and that they're playing in a universe. It's not just movie by movie. This is a continued storyline.
Right.
And which is what the comics are, and it's what the comics should be.
Yeah. And like the new
52?
No, the new Captain America movie that's coming out, Civil War, is not really a Captain America movie, it seems like. It seems like it's more of like an Avengers against each other movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the reason it's called Captain America: Civil War is just because it's between him and Tony.
Yeah, and he's going to be the main guy in that series.
Yeah, it's the whole fact that Tony thinks that these superpowers, these humans, these Avengers, everything, the X-Men, they should all be categorized. They should all be kept track of. And Captain America doesn't feel that way. He feels that this is wrong. It's kind of the same thing as Hitler in a concentration camp, you know, because he's from that time era.
Yeah.
So that's where the whole thing is. And the reason they added more people to this movie is because when you first see that scene of people running together, like there's pictures where it's just, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's all of the X-Men versus each other. Like it's, you know what I mean?
There's a picture on the internet that I love. It's about that scene specifically because they're at like an airfield or someplace.
Yeah.
And there's a guy that's looking out the window, talking on the phone. He's like, honey, yeah, I'm going to be late. There's a whole bunch of superheroes fighting or something. We're not going to leave or take off anytime soon. Just give me like a day. I don't know.
If his plane survives. Yeah. That's the other thing. Like, you see these Batman, Superman, whatever movies, like, there's just demolish everything.
Yeah.
They demolish everything.
Yeah. And,
which is what I liked about this movie. That's one of the things I liked. It's just, like, who's held accountable? Who's held accountable for that? Something like that. Like, the Avengers in New York City, like, they have to be held accountable for that. Yeah, they saved the city, but, like,
who's fronting the bill?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a lot of money. That's why America is in debt to this day. Don't blame Obama. Blame Tony Stark.
Right. Tony Stark. So what do you guys think of the Spider-Man appearance in Civil War trailer?
The huge controversy is with the eyes.
Who the fuck cares?
Yeah. What is it with the eyes? Like, I don't get it.
The fact is, it's like, you know, Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
Was just like that silver.
Yeah.
You know, the Amazing Spider-Man was pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just like a mesh.
This one now is like...
Have you not seen the trailer?
No, because I'm way behind on the movies, so avoid.
Oh, this one's like the cartoons, where his eyes like are white and they change.
His pupils dilate.
Yeah, his pupils, the white dilates. Okay. I mean, it would be like the same thing as Deadpool if they made the white do that. But they didn't. They did right by Deadpool.
Okay.
You know, Deadpool's fucking amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it still did a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Which, that movie was phenomenal.
I thought it was great.
Because it wasn't a superhero movie.
No, it was a comedy.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Which is, they did that one justice. I mean, from the very beginning, where they're introducing everybody, no actors' names are mentioned.
Yeah. Some douchebag.
That was my favorite part. Yeah, that it was just like this chick, that guy, some overpaid intern.
When I was in the theater watching that movie, I was cracking up at the very first one, but it didn't seem like that really caught on until like the third or fourth name.
Yeah. Well, and then like the fact that Ryan Reynolds' Green Lantern picture is in like some guy's wallet.
Yeah.
You know, oh, I like, didn't notice that.
You didn't notice that?
No.
And it's not his Green Lantern picture. It's just him in the green suit.
Oh, okay.
Like, for CGI purposes and whatnot. It was
gotcha. Just,
yeah.
I did like... what was it that I was going to say? Oh, there was one point in the movie. I mean, I was cracking up the whole fucking time. Just laughing my ass off. And there was this older, like, group of people between, like, 50 and 60. And... there were like four people and they left in the middle of the movie. And I was like, oh, guess this movie just isn't for anybody. I was like, I didn't think people actually left movies, but they did.
Yeah.
They didn't come back.
I went and saw Dirty Grandpa with my dad and mom. That was a mistake.
Yeah.
My mom thought this was going to be some like meet the fuckers type thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Oh, no. It wasn't. It was like Meet the Fockers meets Jackass's Bad Grandpa.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, just, I don't know what they did to make, what is his name?
Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro. I don't know what they did to realize. I mean, maybe he just wanted a movie where he let loose again.
Yeah.
Because he's just constantly talking about wanting to fuck something.
I actually thought you were talking about the Jackass movie. I thought you were talking about the Jackass movie.
No. There's a movie with Zac Efron and Robert De Niro.
I'm not aware of this one.
Oh, no, it's hilarious. Yeah,
it looked really funny. I didn't have a chance to go see it, though.
Just the amount of insults that come out of Robert De Niro's and just how inventive they are. You know, there was somebody sitting around, like just a group of people sitting in a room throwing darts at a board, like, you know. Faggot.
Well, Sean has this Sean has this book called Creative Cursing, and it's an adjective on one side and like a flip book, and then a noun on the other side and a flip book too. So you flip through it.
That's honestly what they were doing. I swear. Yeah,
it's amazing. It's so funny.
Like, there's recently I bought the new Apple TV.
Yeah.
We got the 32 gigabyte one. And
Gigabyte. They took the A out for
1.21
money purposes. Gigawatts.
Big time.
Gigawatt.
So I got this thing.
Gigabyte.
And I like it, actually. I don't like the new remote very much because the top, it's not like buttons. It's a
trackpad.
Trackpad type thing. Yeah, exactly.
They came out with a new one.
You can play video games. You can actually download apps to this thing and play video games on it. One of the cool apps that Lauren and I just discovered yesterday was Date Night, which
Gigabyte.
Gigabyte. Date Night. Date Night Gigabyte. So you pick a movie and your wife picks a movie, or your significant other, whoever you're arguing as to what to watch. So you both pick a movie and then it makes a list of the movies that are on Hulu, Netflix, and HBO of based on those two movies. Like, it makes a list of recommendations.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Kind of cool. Does it make popcorn for you too?
No.
Then fuck this app.
Yeah. It's not called popcorn, it's called Date Night.
Yeah. Well, what's a date night without popcorn with a hole cut in the bottom?
Does popcorn time make you popcorn for popcorn time?
Well, it should.
It should.
Just saying.
Should come with a complimentary popcorn with each download.
I agree.
All right.
Done. All right, then.
Are you going to make this now, or what? Is this a reality?
Jake?
Yeah.
Can you make me some popcorn?
You know what? I'd love to.
You know, you could probably put like some unpopped kernels like over the heat fan.
It's true.
I might get one.
Or put it on the processor.
Have you ever seen that video where people put like kernels and then they put their phones around it and they call each phone or something like that?
Yeah, that's fake.
It's fake?
It's totally fake.
Oh. I was just about to suggest we try it.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, that is some great editing.
It is. I'll admit that too.
Either that or they put a hot plate like right here and then put all the phones around the hot plate so that the phones aren't affected by it.
Yeah. Yeah. So you want to know something awesome about Meckler?
No.
He kissed a man this week.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
A real man?
A real man.
A real nice. Man.
During improv practice on Thursday, the main goal of the practice was to walk on stage and have a want. And I just decided that scene was going to be about me wanting to kiss this guy, and I did. Not on the lips. I grabbed his face and brought it close to me, and I kissed the inside of my palm, but it looked like I was kissing him. And that was the second time I've met him.
I have gone up to people.
Wow, you kissed on the second date. Nice. Yeah.
And I usually do the thumb thing. So I'll grab someone's face like this.
Right, yeah.
And then I'll kiss my thumbs.
Yeah.
Until my thumbs one time moved. And I made that mistake.
Did that really happen?
Yeah, it really happened.
That's why his dad doesn't talk to him anymore.
I was 15 years old.
So I started to realize, like, after that scene, that is the second...
That you're gay?
Well, that is the second scene that I've done with him, and I've only done two scenes with him, where I played a gay guy in both scenes.
So and when you're around him, he turns you gay?
Yeah. And he's not gay.
Interesting.
I don't get it either.
Is he attractive?
He's fair.
So maybe you are.
Maybe I am.
Maybe you're slightly attracted to this
funny
man.
Thing was I...
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just
nothing
saying.
Nothing wrong with that, no.
I you're did just attracted
tell,
to men.
I did tell Missy that... I did tell Missy that I kissed a guy, and her response,
take that?
Yeah, she was asking me to pick up some stuff from the store. I go, okay, you got it. I just kissed a guy on stage, and she goes, wow, big shocker there, Danny Meckler making out with a dude. How shocking!
Nice.
I'm like, thanks, babe.
Nice.
That's my girlfriend.
Yep.
Oh man.
Well, at least she knows you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she knows me pretty well.
I mean, you and I walked around Disney World in high school with our hands in each other's butt pockets, pretending to be gay.
If anyone's doing a drinking game while listening to this episode, that's our drink. That's you got a drink for that, because we mentioned that at least once a month.
It's true. We do that.
If anyone didn't know, Jake and I slept in the same bed at Disney World.
We did. We did. And I used to listen to his...
constant snoring.
I'll tell you what, sure. I haven't been on a vacation in 5 years that I haven't shared a bed with another dude.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not entirely true.
I'm going on vacation.
When I went to Kentucky for Jeff's bachelor party, I slept with Jeff. I'm going to Vegas next week. I'll be sleeping with Matt.
Does Matt's wife know? Does Jeff's wife know?
Yeah, totally.
Jen knows? Okay.
Yeah.
As long as she's okay with it. You know what I mean?
So when you went to the Brozarks?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Brozarks. I slept with Grady.
For Gaycation?
Yeah, Gaycation.
Nice. I love the Brozarks.
I was trying to think of what it was.
I've never been. I want to go. Where's somewhere you can go for like a weekend?
Dells.
Literally anywhere.
The Dells is your best bet.
Dells is great.
Yeah. Or go to Springfield if you want to do like more of a historic...
I don't know. Like the boys are on... Easter vacation this week, or spring vacation, whatever you call it. And Lauren actually, her boss forced her to take 2 days off. She's like, you've been working here for 6 months. You haven't taken a single day off. And Lauren's like, no, that's not true. I was sick those 2 days. She goes, that doesn't count.
She's been working 7 days a week?
Huh?
She's been working 7 days a week?
No, she works 5 days a week.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
She gets Saturday and Sunday off. But I mean, she's been working for 6 months. And she's been earning PTO now. So she's like, her boss is awesome. And she's like, you need to take 2 days off. You know, your kids are going to be on spring break. Why don't you take a couple of days off and spend some time with them? So now her and I are thinking of getting away for like a weekend. And we were thinking of going to St. Louis because there's like this cave system. Like you can do these cave tours or whatever. And I've never been on the arch.
Okay.
But then when we looked it up, both the cave system and the arch are not working or not, you know, like not running right now.
That sucks.
Yeah, of course. That's just my life.
You know, maybe.
I've never been to St. Louis where it wasn't flooded. Like, completely.
And my wife
flooded.
Thinks it has something to do with the flooding. Like,
there's a good chance.
Yeah.
Because the arch is like, last time I was there, the arch is like right on the river.
Okay.
There's. You know, probably like 100 feet between the river edge and the arch. And
did it used to be McDonald's arch and the river just took out the other one?
Definitely. That's entirely the case.
I mean,
it could be.
They just, once they got rid of the second one, they're like, they we might as well paint it white.
Yeah, they had to paint it because it wasn't a golden arches anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Can we get
Daniel?
Can we get Dan in on this? We got a mic. We just need to find a USB cable.
He can just sit on my lap.
He can just talk into that milk. What do you need 4 gallons of milk for?
We live in a house full of 7 people.
Damn.
Have you seen my belly?
So, sorry, everybody. Right now, We're live LSP on MixLR.com, and my dad and brother just came in with some groceries.
With 4 gallons of milk.
4 gallons. Yeah. I mean, 7 people live here.
I mean, I thought we were going to have a milk chugging contest for a split second there.
We probably could. We have enough.
I really think we should.
We have to replace it.
Oh, okay. I get like a 1/2 gallon, and we usually don't drink half of it.
Yeah.
By the time it expires.
Do you have a 8-year-old boy and a 6-year-old boy?
I am an 8-year-old boy.
This is true.
Does that count?
This is true.
Not usually, but when he goes to the parks, he usually brings his van.
Since my birthday is on August 29th, that means my half birthday is February 29th, which is the leap year, leap day. So legally, I'm only 7 1/2, maybe 8 1/2. I can't remember. I don't do the math right.
Wow. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So half birthdays are pretty big deal. Hey, if you only got it every 4 years, then you'd be pretty excited about it, too. Don't let me just be jazzed up about it over nothing.
You can't even stay serious about it.
Find a USB cord and plug this in, and then we're good to go.
Did we have any articles?
I think I did. Meckler and I wanted to try something different, which he totally failed on.
But I can get easily. I have a backup idea in case none of us came up with something. So my idea was originally, instead of focusing on articles and just reacting to them, which sometimes it seemed like we're just trying to get through as many articles as we possibly can. And like as soon as the topic is done, it's done and we move on.
Yeah.
Why don't we each come to the show with one question, like something that we can all talk about, not like, what's your favorite color? Something that has a bit more of a detailed response, and then talk it out, share stories, and then move on, like rotate over who does the next question. And if we don't have a question, we can always use Ask Reddit because they always have awesome questions.
Okay.
And we can just throw that in. Hey, Rocky.
I have a question.
What's your question?
Grab a mic.
I listen all the time. Where's the beer of the day?
We did mention that earlier. We're a little slacking today.
You guys are young, and I come home and it's midday, and you're not drinking beer. I'm so depressed.
See, here's what depresses me. You just came back from the store, and you don't have any beer.
We got some car wine.
Yeah, exactly.
I do have a bottle of wine in my car.
Apple pie? Sure. Let's grab an apple pie.
Why not?
These are baker's treats.
These are, let's see if they're as good as the shots.
Apparently, real fruit filling.
This is our beer of the week.
This is our beer of the week.
Treat of the week.
You know what you could actually do is just soak it in a bit of rum that we have stored and just see how that tastes later on.
It's true.
Dan Haglock, ladies and gentlemen.
How's it going?
Hey,
real quick thing to everyone listening. You gotta remember to lick a tongue the polywhirls. it's very crucial to the entire game. If you're not lick a tongue in the polywhirls, then at least go after the gravelers like a haunter. Make sure that you gall them up until the tonics. Turn her into a Snorlax, but don't go on the Snorlax. Thank you very much.
You're ridiculous.
Now, since we've gone there, do you want to explain how we got there?
Sure. I once was doing kind of a speed round with Jake on turning Pokemon names into sexual innuendos. And because of that, I managed to come up with an entire narrative just based on Pokemon names. And he got every single thing that I was saying as it came up.
Everything. Like, and it's so weird on... You just know. Your mind goes immediately into the gutter, and you just understand exactly what he's talking about.
I was pretty happy that you're both like Springsteening the mic there. You're sharing one, leaning into it.
It's fine. It works out.
Yeah, that's great. I especially enjoy our random conversations, Daniel, on Star Wars sexual innuendos.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah, it does. So Mark and I like to do this thing where we turn characters on Star Wars into sexual acts as well. One of my favorites that you came up with was Darth Molester.
That sounds
I forgot right. about that one. I'm going to look up the conversation right now.
It was pretty intense.
Here we go. Daniel Hagelag.
Comedy Button did one that was, is it a Star Wars character or a rap artist, which was pretty great.
That was so fantastic.
What does that mean? What?
Yeah, like Shaq T. Is that a rap artist or is it a Star Wars character?
What's the Wiz Khalifa?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a Star Wars character.
Tupac Shakur. Jedi Master Tupac Shakur.
Here we go. A fleshlight saber. A CPPO. R2 Ding Dong. No, R2 Dong 2. Sorry. Millennium Falcon.
The Man Levy.
Booby 8. Handjob Solo. Admiral Gagbar. X-rated Starfighter. Bubble Butt Fett. A service droid. Force Thrust.
You know what? If you guys made a porno, like, you'd be set on characters.
I'm just kind of mad that, like, sex is never really addressed in Star Wars. Like the first Skywalker is just apparently conceived out of the Force. Like, yep. Who's true in that story, especially on Tatooine? You don't know yourself
that. Well, it's hard because of all that sand.
The only article that I really saw this week.
It does.
It does get everywhere. The only article that I wanted to really talk about this week was the Tay tweets.
Oh yeah,
article which was posted on the Man Cave.
I didn't read it.
I posted it to you guys too.
Yeah, you did. So a day after Microsoft introduced an innocent artificial intelligence chat robot to Twitter, it has to delete it after it transformed into an evil Hitler loving, sorry, Hitler loving, incestual, sex promoting, Bush did 9/11 proclaiming robot.
Okay, going back a minute. Microsoft came out with this robot that you're supposed to talk to, and it's supposed to respond like a teenage girl would on Twitter and on Kik and Instagram or whatever. And
nobody saw this going bad. Like,
apparently they didn't trust their users enough. They thought it was going to be innocent and like you could just have a normal conversation with it like you would with the AIM chatbots back in the day.
Right.
Does everyone remember Smarter Child?
Yeah. Exactly. I was trying to think of what it was called.
This seems like Dumber Child to me. And by the way, I was never nice to Smarter Child.
Nobody was.
And then he'd stop talking to you.
Who's having a meaningful conversation with Smarter Child? Nobody. It's all just fucking around with it.
Exactly.
But it was either suck my dick, play hangman, or like one kid with teen angst. He's like, I really think I'm going to kill myself. I need someone to talk to. You want to play Foursquare?
I'll play with you, Billy.
So Smarter Child was actually dumb enough to not like use your responses against other people like this Microsoft bot was. So people on 4chan or whatever somehow got a hold of this idea and just started trolling the shit out of it, which was amazing because it would use those responses to other people and it would start calling everybody daddy, and it said stuff like fuck my robot pussy daddy, spank me harder.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. But it's based off of things that people tell it to do. So that's what it bases its crap off of.
I don't know if I like that, though. That was just stupid. Why would they do that?
It doesn't make any sense. That's the whole point.
Well, it seemed innocent enough as long as 4chan or the internet doesn't get a hold of it, but you put it on the internet and tell everybody, hey, talk to our artificial intelligence, and that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, of course.
It's the same thing with this giant research boat that's like $4 million or something that has a online competition to name the boat, and the winning competition entry is Bodie McBoatface for this huge research vessel.
All righty then.
You can't trust Bodie the internet with anything.
No.
It's so funny.
I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna download AIM. And I'm going to try and talk to Smarter Child and see if it still exists.
Please do. I miss AIM so much. I tried to start a campaign like 3 years ago to get everyone back on AIM. And when I went to go look up AIM Express, it just kind of had this, like, we don't have that anymore. It's no longer here.
No shit.
Yeah.
Well, everyone has Facebook now.
It's true.
It's already been replaced.
Facebook took over, yeah.
I'm checking the Google Play Store right now.
Because people are still on AIM. They still have their away message up somehow for like 10 years.
You have it's on Google Play Store.
Yeah.
You can get on your phone.
You can download it.
I need to get this back because I miss aim. I miss the away statuses.
It's going
to
be like, what was it? Like in Live Free or Die Hard, where they're like, how are these people talking to each other? And it's just like they use some off, way forgotten band of talking.
Like ICQ?
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, you know.
That was the worst one.
It's aim has become the underground of talking to people.
It should be. I want to sit back and like talk on AIM while playing GoldenEye.
Yeah,
and just chill out like I used to.
Right, like the old days.
I really want to play James Bond Nightfire with everyone again because that game was incredible.
I never played that one.
You would love grappling hooks that you got to shoot zip wires around to different places.
We
got
to do this.
What was that on? Was that on
GameCube or N64?
Okay. It was GameCube or Xbox.
Oh, there you go.
Or PlayStation, I think, probably.
But speaking of GoldenEye, Jake and I got to play it last weekend.
Yes, we did.
It's super hard to do.
Yeah.
It is so hard.
I haven't.
Because you can't, like, I mean, you could strafe, but you can't really turn. You have to use the one thumbstick for everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Aiming my gun is like aiming my penis into a toilet bowl. It's just so hard to do.
I went back and tried to play the old Resident Evil games, which, mind you, I had never played before.
The tank
controls. So I went in and tried to play, and it's the hardest thing to control when you've never done it before. But, however, you give me Metal Gear Solid, and I'm a fucking boss.
Metal Gear Solid, because that one had good controls right off the bat. Honestly, with all the Capcom games, Capcom always has this long history of horrible controls. I don't know what it is, but Resident Evil, if you play it for like 2 hours or so, then you'll get the hang of it.
Okay.
You just have to stick with it, but it takes a long time.
Okay.
Dino Crisis is the same way.
Yeah, I remember Dino Crisis. I played that.
I got stuck in Dino Crisis like crazy, and I could never get past it.
I only played the demo. Good I never game. Played the real game, but it was crazy.
What are you two hooligans doing?
Sorry. Dan was wondering.
He has this counter up. I'm like, oh, you guys are only 3 minutes in? He's like, no, we only have 3 minutes left. I'm like, fuck you. Fuck you for getting my I came in at the right time.
Well, Dan, considering that we were supposed to start at 12 and we ended up starting at 12:30, I figured you'd be home sooner.
So this is
not realizing.
We had to go shopping. I got
not realizing that you were going to get 4 gallons of milk.
I got fruit for my smoothies, and I got some real fruit too.
Keep talking. I'll give you a smoothie.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So Dan played Joe, the youngest one. And beat him. What was it like?
7 to 10.
I played Nina.
What game is this?
GoldenEye.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, we're talking about GoldenEye. We're on that again. I played Nina, and I let her shoot me once. or let her kill me once.
Could have shut her out, didn't.
Yeah.
It was a pity death.
Do you guys have it here? No. Yeah. No.
No. We were at C2E2, and they had this huge.
They had every system possible with games.
Okay. I'm sorry, Atari, NES, okay. Super Nintendo, and television.
I was gonna say, if you want, I will bring over my N64, and we will play GoldenEye.
I can probably find it.
I think we have it. Yeah. We have it.
Okay. We have this really old Act Two movie popcorn box, which is full of N64
mine,
games.
Mine is actually a old ceiling fan box with my Super Nintendo in it.
Yes.
That's where they go.
Yes.
Super Nintendo.
Yes.
I have an N64.
Can we get Turtles in Time?
I have the
emulator.
I got
you on that one. I got, yes! I've got my Raspberry Pi that I could use to play
that.
Yes!
There you go. I love that game.
I have an N64. No plug into the TV, no plug into the wall, no controllers, but I have four games and just the deck.
Well, you came to the right place. We have everything but the deck.
Maybe it's yours.
Yeah, it's true.
I could have stolen it.
Does it have Star Wars stickers on it?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. No, it's not ours. Yeah. It's not ours. All right, we only have a minute left, so let's wrap up any other conversations that we're going to do.
Penis.
Okay.
Here, you guys wanted a question. I got a question for you. Favorite childhood game outside? Mine's Wall Ball. What do you got?
Ooh, Wall Ball's good. Kick the Can.
Cherry.
For those of us who don't know games
what
from
cherry
San Francisco.
It's really a Lava Monster, I guess.
Okay.
But we call it Cherry.
We played that.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. It was dangerous.
I fucking love that game.
I twisted my ankle doing that game.
I will do that anytime.
There is a playground not 5 minutes from here.
Yeah.
I got it. My favorite game from being outside was Landmine. It was running around in the backyard trying not to step on the dog shit.
Okay. All right, thanks, everybody. That's going to be it for this week. We try and do two a month, so we're going to be doing the next one in April. Have a good week.
Yeah.
Month.